spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new, for he says, the old is good. On the Sabbath, while he was going through the grain fields, his disciples plucked and ate some heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands. But some of the Pharisees said, why are you doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath? And Jesus answered, have you not read what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and took and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those with him? And he said to them, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. On another Sabbath, when he entered the synagogue and taught, a man was there whose right hand was withered, and the scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, so that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man who had the withered hand, come and stand here. And he rose and stood there. And Jesus said to them, I ask you, lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to destroy it? And he looked around on them all and said to him, stretch out your hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored. Here ends the second lesson.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Frances Havergal had a happy childhood. She was the youngest of five children of an England Methodist minister. Her parents say by the time she was 7 years old that she began to write her thoughts in verse. She grew up to become an accomplished musician, singer, and linguist. In her journal, she writes, "My spiritual journey was pretty non-eventful until one Lent season. She said, as she pointed her thoughts toward Christ, his life, his words, his death, that she was inspired to write. Little did she know, as she took the pen, that Frances Havergal would write her most popular hymn. This hymn can be found in almost every denomination hymnal, and it's in the hymnal before you on page 707. I want you to follow as I read. As Frances Havergal read the Gospels and read the life of Jesus during Lent, she said she took a pen and she started submitting to the Master's use her whole person. And this is what she wrote. Follow as I read. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my heart, it is Thy own, it shall be Thy royal throne. And she continued to write, take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my intellect and use every power as Thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it Thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee. This hymn and this season, the season of Lent, is all about denying yourself, taking up your cross, and following the Lord. As I was thinking before this sermon, this hymn as I read it, and this season, it goes against everything that we are. We live in a success-worshipping, power-seeking, feel-good culture. But Lent moves us in another direction. It's counterculture. It's a reverse in our society's predominant way of thinking. New Testament scholars, they're the only ones that have time to count all the words of the New Testament. But as they count the words of Jesus, the words documented that they were the words of Jesus, here's the total. There's 44,382 words that they document that Jesus spoke while he was on earth. His most repeated phrase makes all of us very uncomfortable. The New Testament scholars say this is his most repeated phrase. Hear now the word of the Lord. As I read from Matthew. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever would save his life will lose it. But whosoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Jesus' most repeated praise in the New Testament is about Lent. Denying yourself, taking up your cross, and following the Lord. Francis Havergal lived a short life. History tells us that she was 42 years old when she died. But they say from that Lent season, she writes in her journal, "I was never the same." After she wrote this hymn, she said, "Now I know what it is to live a full life, a whole life, the abundant life. And so can you, if over the next 40 days, if you'll go against culture, go in another direction, the direction of Lent, and deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow the Lord." Let us pray. Our Father, who knows us best, we pray that during the next 40 days of Lent, that you would come to us in our weakness. Come bring us your strength. And Lord, in our waywardness, move toward us with forgiveness. This we ask in the sweet name of Jesus, the lover of our souls. And all his people said, Amen.
Let us pray first for the Church of Christ spread throughout the world, for all who preach the gospel, and all who administer the sacraments of the new covenant. Pray that the walls of division between Christians might decrease, and love and charity might increase. Let us pray for the leaders of the world, for all who work for justice and freedom and peace. Pray for George, Mike, Rick, and all who bear public office in this land. Pray for all candidates running for elected office. That God's people might be quietly and peaceably governed. Let us pray for those in our own lives who need our prayers, for our families and friends and neighbors, for those who are hurting in body or mind or spirit, for all those facing financial difficulties. Let us pray for all who have died, that God's will for them might be fulfilled, and that we, with them, might share in eternal bliss and happiness. All this we pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God,